Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of its March e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. First of all, what was observed domestically?
The domestic swine disease monitoring report monitors and reports on PERS, on PED, on mycoplasma, on syndromes. It's an effort to communicate the diagnostic lab results from the major veterinary diagnostic labs in the United States. So with our domestic disease monitoring report for this last month, the PERS, our PERS report shows that the overall level of PERS activity within this report is similar to what was reported the month before, similar to January. The thing that's happening though with PERS is that this PERS 144 line 1C, the lineage 1C variant, has, even though the overall, the PERS report is within parameters, within the upper and lower limits that you would expect, the line 1C has added a wave of detection during December and January. And this gives us even more of a view of what's happening with PERS into February, especially as it happens in the adult and sow farm area. It's probably not unusual nor unexpected that the 1441C was first detected on finishing floors in last year in November and December. And those finishing floors, from experience with a number of different diseases, helped to act as a nidus of infection for breeding herds. Usually with some diseases, you'll see a break in the finishing floor, and then that will happen, be followed by a break in the breeding herds. And that's what we've seen with this 1C. So that's the report on PERS as we go into this year. It is similar, but we're certainly seeing the 1C activity that has popped up. Interestingly, the PED activity has taken a jump. And that has increased more than what we would have expected for this time of year. Even historically, you put all that information together and we put together an upper and a lower limit on what would be expected. And PED, especially within the Midwest, has had an increased amount of activity. Our advisory group for the swine disease reporting system tells us that the activity that's going on right now is higher than normal, of course, but again, it looks like it is associated more with the adults, with the adult and sow herds rather than the finishing herds. And it also is maybe a reflection of both the time of the year as well as our need to further enhance and pay attention to biosecurity and the transmission of this virus from one farm to another.
What does this suggest in terms of priorities on the domestic front, and what should producers be watching and paying attention to, and why?
Yeah, both the PERS and the PED information, Bruce, suggests that biosecurity is not a one-time event. It is a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week issue, and you're only as strong as your weakest time within that 24/7 time frame. And so biosecurity for both PED and PERS is fairly well known and can be fairly effective. It's only as effective as the ability to implement it all the time. And so I think that's really the focus. It's a reminder that these diseases are out there. This is the time of year when you see them move, and they will affect production. So everybody's got to be as focused as possible on making sure that biosecurity is implemented on their farms for every day, all day. And that's really, I think, the important message from this.
in terms of global monitoring, what have been the main observances?
Well, of course, there's African swine fever, and that continues in the Caribbean, and it continues on in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. We're reporting on the number of outbreaks. Over 900 outbreaks have been confirmed in the Dominican Republic so far. That virus continues to spread on that island. And we're trying to, the United States, USDA, along with Canada and other partners that have an issue with African swine fever and health, are doing everything they can do to help the island respond so we can contain that virus on the island until it can be better controlled. ASF continues in Romania. There are new outbreaks in Eastern Europe. There's some promise for an ASF vaccine to be released soon, within months, in Vietnam at least. So there's some testing that's going on there. We're hopeful that that'll happen. It's not only ASF that's in the news globally, but pseudorabies in France, in their wild boar population, is rearing its head. And that's of concern, of course, for their domestic production, just like it would be of concern for domestic production in the U.S., because we have pseudorabies in the wild boar population in the U.S. France has it as well. They're just seeing an uptick in that disease in that population.
Looking at African swine fever, what does the ongoing expansion of numbers suggest in terms of efforts to gain control of the infection?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm not so confident nor optimistic that we're doing a good job gaining control. We're probably doing a better job understanding the virus and understanding its transmission and its epidemiology. But I think we've still got a long ways to go with gaining control. And that means that North America continues to be at risk. And everything that's going on in North America, in the U.S., in Mexico, and in Canada, is extremely important in keeping this virus out. We're under, I think, unprecedented pressure on our borders from this virus. And everything that we can do to make sure that we exclude the virus if possible, we certainly make sure that we don't let the virus get onto farms and cause infections, is to our benefit. And that's something that, again, that's a biosecurity issue. That's a 24/7 deal.
How can anyone interested access the domestic and global swine surveillance reports?
Both the reports, domestic and international, are part of our monthly newsletter. It comes into inboxes once a month at the first of the month with the last month's report. So accessing it can be either directly from the SHRC website, the swinehealth.org website. They're posted on there every month. Or you can go onto the Swine Health Information Center website, swinehealth.org, and sign up for the newsletter. And these reports will be automatically delivered into your inbox once a month during the first part of the month.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to talk to you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.